So I went to sleep, and then I don't want to say it was a dream, but I don't know. Like, I don't know exactly, but I feel like I was in the spirit, like spiritual realm. Like I was, you know, because I don't want to say it was a dream because, like, I'm about to tell you why, right? So I was being taken somewhere. I wasn't going up and I wasn't going down, but I was just going somewhere fast, like just fast. I felt the wind hitting my face. And then while I was being taken somewhere, I heard a voice, and it was sounding like a voice of thunder. It sounded like God's voice, and it said, "Now you're going to listen to me." And it's crazy because if you go back in my testimony that I had posted on my Spanish channel, my testimony is actually in English. I haven't posted it in Spanish. So I talk about how, like, the devil has been wanting to speak to me. But every time that he talks to me, his mouth moves. Like, I haven't seen him. Like, he took the form of my brother. But anyways, his mouth would move, but nothing was coming out. Like, I did not hear any words. But this time, since I watched this movie, this demonic movie, and I basically opened the door. Well, I didn't basically. I opened the door to him and basically told him, come on in, you know. And he was able to speak to me. What is up, you guys? God bless y'all, and welcome to Creator Loves His Creation podcast. My name is Shayla, and you know, before I start, I do want to talk about the fires that are going on in Los Angeles, in California, and I actually want to, like, speak about that because I think we all saw, like, the video that has been circulating social media about what happened in the Golden Globes and how these, you know, famous people laughed about God. How the host, she said, she was, like, basically, I guess, like, going over, like, votes or, like, the popularity. And whenever she said God, creator of the universe, she was like zero. And then everyone busted out laughing, you know. But it's crazy because now, you know what, like 2 days later, their homes were catching on fire. And it's crazy because, like, you know, people are saying, oh, but, like, how do you know that that fire came from God or whatever? The thing is that God can use anything that he wants the way he wants to. Like, he can use people, situations, however he wants. And not only that, like, the fact that the fires are spreading and it's like a wind, a strong wind, he controls the wind. God controls the wind. So they can't even control these fires. And I think it's just crazy. And the thing is that God is not someone that can be laughed about. Nobody can laugh about God. And, you know, I believe we just need to pray for the people in California, pray for their salvation, pray that they come to Christ, because that was just upsetting to see how they just laughed about God like if he was nothing, when he is the creator of the universe, when he deserves all the glory and all the honor. You know, you're here because of his mercy, because he's allowing you to have breath, and he's giving you the opportunity to repent and come to him. So, you know, I believe it was really upsetting to see that, but I believe, like, the best thing as us, you know, as Christians and followers of Jesus Christ, the best thing we can do is just pray for them and pray for their salvation. But anyways, I do want to start off with Matthew 6:22-23. And it says, your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. Oof. So, I actually want to start, well, of course, you know, like, I wanted to talk about, we got to be careful what we consume, because literally right here it says your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. So what are we consuming with our eyes? What are we watching? You know, we spend hours, you know, on Netflix. We spend hours just watching, like, pointless videos, or, you know, even, like, stuff that influences us, or, you know, horror movies, stuff that's not beneficial. And, you know, if you're trying to grow with Christ and you're trying to grow a relationship with him, you have to stir away from that and start reading the Bible, spending time with him. You know, like, what are you consuming? Are you consuming the word, or are you consuming things that you shouldn't? And that brings me to, like, what actually happened to me. So I want to talk about this demonic experience that I had. So it was crazy. So this happened. I actually shot this video in Spanish because I'm going to have, like, I have a Spanish channel and it's going to be the English channel. But it was so funny because I said that, you know, it happened this year, but, like, we're barely in, what, 2025. This happened last year. This happened a couple months ago, but anyways, so I was the thing is that I was on TikTok, right? And I had seen a girl and she was saying how like she saw this movie called The Deliverance, and it was a Christian movie, and like it was such a great movie that every Christian needs to watch it. It's a Christian film. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is perfect, because as Christians, sometimes it's hard to watch or to find movies that are Christian, you know, that like, you know, promote the gospel. Because of course the majority of this world is so lost, you know, they don't really bring out movies like that. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like I need to watch this. I was so excited. Totally forgot about it. So the thing is, like, you know, Satan be working. He be working, you know. It was funny because, like, I had a coworker and she was saying, I have to mention this because it was just funny to me. I remember that God was just, like, telling me to speak to her, because God was just like, you need to talk to her and you need to tell her about me. But, like, she's a woman that's, like, she's strong. Like, she has a strong personality, and I don't know, sometimes she'd be like getting upset, and I was just like, God, I can talk to anybody but her. Like, please, I do not want to talk to her. I do not want to talk about the gospel. I don't want to do it. But I told God, I was like, you know what, God, I'll do it if you'll make a way. So he made a way. She started asking me, and I answered some questions, and it was just so funny because she was saying how like the devil's not attacking nobody, he's too busy. And I was like, girl, he too busy doing what? What is he doing? Like, what is he too busy doing? Because she was saying that he's a busy guy. Like, I was like, bruh, first of all, like, what is he doing? I told her, I was like, he's busy attacking Christians. He's busy attacking not just any Christians, people that are really followers of Jesus Christ. Because anybody can say they're a Christian, but he's attacking people that are actually followers of Jesus Christ. And I, oh my gosh, I pulled out verses and I was like showing her, and like, she stayed quiet, but it was just so funny to me because she was just saying how like the devil is too busy to be attacking humans. And I was just like, bruh, like ain't no way. But I mean, I'm glad that God allowed me to speak to her. It was just so funny to me, I had to mention that. But anyways, back to what I was saying, the devil be working, right? And so I was passing by the living room. And I think I was getting like a snack or something from the kitchen. And then my parents, they always like, they're always in the living room. Like they watch movies together. So then my dad was like, The Deliverance. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I heard great things about this movie. Like they say it's a Christian movie. If y'all watch it, I want to watch it with y'all. So they ended up watching it. So I sat with them. And the thing is that like everything was going all right with this movie until, excuse me, until the part of The Deliverance happened. And when she was getting this demon cast out of her, I felt like I couldn't watch it. I felt like I couldn't look at the TV. I looked at the ground, I looked at the wall, I looked at the ceiling, I looked everywhere except the TV. And then afterwards, I was just like, oh, it was a pretty good movie. And my mom was like, oh, it's a 10 out of 10, really great movie, blah, blah, blah. So then, yeah, we just went about our day. And then afterwards, it was time to go to sleep. So I was like, all right, finna go to sleep. So I went to sleep. And then I don't want to say it was a dream, but I don't know. Like, I don't know exactly, but I feel like I was in the spirit, like spiritual realm. Like I was, you know, because I don't want to say it was a dream because like I'm about to tell you why. Right. So I was being taken somewhere. I wasn't going up and I wasn't going down, but I was just going somewhere fast, like just fast. I felt the wind hitting my face. And then while I was being taken somewhere, I heard a voice, and it was sounding like a voice of thunder. It sounded like God's voice, and it said, now you're going to listen to me. And it's crazy because if you go back in my testimony that I had posted on my Spanish channel, my testimony is actually in English. I haven't posted it in Spanish. But anyways, so I talk about how like the devil has been wanting to speak to me, but every time that he talks to me, his mouth moves. Like I haven't seen him, like he took the form of my brother. But anyways, his mouth would move, but nothing was coming out. Like I did not hear any words. But this time, since I watched this movie, this demonic movie, and I basically opened the door. Well, I didn't basically, I opened the door to him and basically told him, come on in, you know. And he was able to speak to me. But then after he had told me that, you know, he said that now you're gonna listen to me, my ears started to hurt really, really bad. And I wanted to like massage them, but I couldn't. And then I think he was just saying curse words at me. He was just cursing at me. And I wanted to touch my ears, but I couldn't touch my ears because I was shaking. And the thing is that the devil is going to mimic God because he's not God, but he's going to try to copy everything that God does. So that's why he had that voice of thunder. And then that's why I started to shake, because usually when I'm at church, or even at when I'm at, you know, in the car, or even when I'm in my room, my hands start to shake because, you know, like the presence of God is there and God is touching me. And he mimicked that because I started to shake. And then as I was shaking, and then as all this was happening, I was just rebuking. I was like, I rebuke, you know, I rebuke you. And I was just like, kept rebuking. And then I saw the Illuminati sign. I remember I saw like the pyramid. I saw the eye, and it was gold. And when I saw that, like after that, I woke up. So I was finally in like, I guess like my physical body, but I actually massaged my ears because my ears were actually hurting. In my physical body, that my ears hurt. So I was massaging my ears. But then when I had looked on my wall, it was still like, it was still gold, and there was the pyramid in the eye. So with my physical eyes, I could still see the Illuminati sign on my wall, but it was just slowly fading. And I was just shocked that this all happened. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like I just got attacked. And I remember I got up and I started praying for my room. And I remember I opened my Bible, I was reading scripture, and I just kept praying and praying and praying. But I knew I messed up, because I knew, because I watched this film, I opened the door to Satan. And I tried to go to sleep again, but this time in my dream, I kept dreaming that I was being knocked out. Like I was getting up from my bed, and then someone was just pushing me and knocking me down and knocking me down and knocking me down, until I finally woke up and I was like, I cannot take this anymore. So at 23 years old, I got on my covers and I went to go sleep with my mom because I couldn't do it no more. And the thing is that I told my mom what happened, but my mom was like, this happened to Shayla because like she's, you know, she's really close with God, and that's why it happened to her. But my mom didn't think anything was going to happen to her. And she had a dream, and she had a dream that there was a demon in our house. The thing is that this demon was naked, but he had women, and he had parts of a woman and parts of a man. And my mom was rebuking and telling him, you know, to leave and trying to make him to go. And he just started laughing in my mom's face because my mom couldn't take him out. And so then he ended up being in the living room, and he had, you know, his luggage. And he told my mom, he was just laughing in my mom's face. And he was like, I have to take myself out because you can't take me out. And the thing is that my mom did not have the authority to take this demon out, because, you know, she opened the door to the devil, to the demonic, as I did as well, because we sat there and we watched this movie. And the thing is that I'm making this video just to let y'all know that we need to be careful with what we're consuming. You know, even with this show, there was a show, and I'm not sure which show it was, but they were using real curses, and they were just changing like a little bit of words, but just changing a little bit of words doesn't change that it's a curse. And there was a witch that actually called, you know, someone at the show. And then she was like, y'all don't know what y'all are allowing these people to bring into their homes. Y'all don't know what y'all are bringing into people's homes, because y'all are using real curses. And, you know, we got to be careful with what we're consuming and what we're bringing into our homes. And, you know, like, not only that, like, with what happened with the whole, like, me seeing the Illuminati, I feel like a lot of people say that Illuminati is not real, or it's like a, no, it's not real. Like people talk about it, but not really. If it's not real, then why did I see it in my demonic attack? Why did that pop up? You know, like I believed it was real, but after having this demonic experience, it's like, it's confirmation that the Illuminati is real. Because I saw it, then why would I see it? Like, why would that appear on my wall? Why would I even see it with my physical eyes if it wasn't real? And I feel like God allowed me to see that, because it's like, you're going to tell my people and you're going to warn them that this is real. And it's crazy because there's so many artists that are involved with the Illuminati, and that's what we're listening. That's what we're allowing ourselves to consume. We're hearing all this music, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect or, you know, better than anybody else, because when I was in the world, I was big on listening to music. I was big on listening to reggaeton, you know, and I even have a tattoo to prove it. You know, like I have Real Hasta La Muerte tatted, and I don't know if y'all know the artist Anuel, but I used to be really big in his music. But then I had to, like, as I wanted to grow with my relationship with God, I knew I had to let that music go, because everything that this person is rapping about and singing about, it contradicts the word of God. And how am I wanting to listen to God's voice when I'm listening to everything that contradicts his word? You know, like, the thing is that you cannot have two masters. You can't serve the world and you can't serve God. You got to choose one or the other. Like, you're either going to serve the world or you're either going to serve God. And that literally takes me to, I believe it's James 4:4. So if you have your Bible and you want to join me to James 4:4, if not, I'm about to read it. It's okay. But it is James 4:4. All right. And it says, "You adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, if you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. Do you think the scriptures have no meaning? They say that God is passionate, that the spirit he has placed within us should be faithful to him." I mean, it says it right here in scripture. You can be a friend of the world and you can be a friend of God. And, you know, I'm not saying that, like, to go, like, cold turkey, but, like, little by little start, you know, letting go of secular music. I'm not saying that all secular music is bad, but the majority is. The majority talks about fornication. It talks about murder. It talks about drugs and stealing. I mean, everything that contradicts the word of God. And it talks about how, like, you know, being with so many women or being with so many men is all right. And, you know, it's crazy because that's what the world sees. It's normal now. You know, it's the sin is normal, and serving God and being a Christian, that's what's weird. And it shouldn't be like that. And so, I mean, it says it here, you can't have two masters. You either choose God or you choose the world. And it's your choice. Because God is a gentleman. He's not going to force anything. You know, it's your choice to make. And, you know, me putting this video out is just to show you how real this is. It's real. It's, I mean, look at what happened to me. I mean, why would I make this up? This is real. And not only that, like, I do want to talk about also, like, this testimony that I heard about, and it was about this artist. I think he was, like, starting off, and he actually had a concert with this other artist. So I guess they were both performing. But I think he performed first, and then it was the artist that had to perform. And, he felt the Holy Spirit tell him, go to the very back of the concert, very back of the audience. So he listened and he went to the very back. And when he went to the very back, he said that as this rapper was rapping and singing, there were demons coming out of him. And they were entering, they were going inside the people, you know, in the audience. And as these demons were leaving, women started to act more sexual and more promiscuous, you know. And then men, you know, started to you know, act all angry. And it was just like, literally, he was just singing, I mean, well, rapping, and then all of this was happening. And that just goes to show that music is not just music. I mean, music is influential. It influences you. You're constantly listening to that. And then, you know, it's not sin, but then it causes you to sin. And all these people are listening to that in the audience, and then it caused them to sin. And when he saw that, he said he got really scared and that he didn't want to, like, do that anymore. He didn't want to be involved with secular music. And because it's real, you know, like, the spiritual world is way more real than the physical, because we all die. Like, you know, we all die and we have a timeline, but the spiritual world is way more real because we have souls, and those souls aren't going to die, you know? Like, we either go to heaven or hell, you know? I mean, well, yeah, I guess if you go to hell, like, or you died, but I mean, you're going to be in there forever. And, you know, it's our choice to make. And I also want to talk about this other story that I saw about this guy, and he was, like, this famous YouTuber. And he was this famous YouTuber, and him and his friend got invited into like this like party, and a bunch of celebrities were going to be there, famous people, you know, big names. And he said that it was weird because when they went, they took him to different rooms. And the first room, I think it was just like a bunch of gossiping was going on. And then the next room, it was like the sin of gluttony, you know, that people were eating, and but they weren't eating normally. They were like eating like crazy, you know, like if they weren't going to have their next meal ever again. And then the next room was like people started acting all sexual and, you know, just, I guess, doing stuff that they shouldn't. And then like the next room was like, I guess, think like rage. People were getting angry. I'm not sure, but I think, you know, like I'm trying to remember. But it was crazy that he was going through all these rooms. And in the very last room, they had a Bible. And he said that they had to say that, you know, that basically deny God and then say that they were their own God. And he said that that was too weird. He wasn't going to do that. So he got kicked out, but his friend stayed. And it just goes to show how sinister and how demonic, you know, Hollywood and all these big names, and just how all of that is so demonic, and how instead of spending time with the Word, a lot of people are so busy being wrapped up in like watching these artists or, you know, watching things they shouldn't. And that's what you're consuming. And you can't grow with God if that's what you're consuming. You need to be consuming this. You need to be consuming the Word of God if you want to grow with God. And I know sometimes it's hard, but you have to put in that effort. And I actually want to read, I believe it's Romans 12:2. And it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So with this, I do want to end, but just don't try to mimic the things of the world. We're supposed to be different. We are supposed to be different. We're supposed to tell people about the gospel, you know. We're the salt of the earth, you know. We got to be different. We can't live like the people of the world and then call ourselves, you know, a child of God when we're doing everything we're not supposed to. You know, we have to be different. And this is real, you know, the spiritual realm, the spiritual world, it's real. What happened to me is real. You know, I have no need to have to make this up. And, you know, we just have to be careful with what we consume. And I'm going to go ahead and end it with that. But I do want to end with a prayer. So, you know, if you're struggling, let me just pray for you. Thank you, God, for this day. I pray for the person that is watching this video, Lord. I pray that you give them strength, Lord, that they're able to grow with you, that they're able to fall in love with you each and every day, that they're able to get to know you, Lord. And I pray for them if they're struggling with the sin, God, or if they're, you know, getting tempted with, you know, following the things of the world, Lord. And I pray for them, and I pray, God, that you give them direction, Lord, that you open their spiritual eyes, that they're able to see that you're what's important, Lord, that at the end of the day, it's you, Lord, that, you know, they are going to take their last breath one day, and nothing is going to matter more but if they had a relationship with you, Lord. And I pray over them, Lord, in that you give them direction and that you guide them. And in Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen. And if you do not have a church, I invite you to my church, Corona de Gloria. It is located in Ferris, Texas. It is a Spanish-speaking church, but they do have translators available. You just let someone at the door know. I'm going to put the address below. But other than that, God bless y'all, and I will see y'all in the next episode that I put out. But again, remember to not mimic the things of the world, but to stand out and just pray about it, you know, allow God to give you direction. And just know that the spirit world is way more real than this world. But other than that, God bless y'all and have a blessed day.